When Rebecca returned to the hut in the Zenana, Amber greeted her ecstatically. They'd been parted for all the long weeks of the Mahdi's last illness. They had never been separated for so long before. They lay together on one angareb, hugging each other and talking. There was much to tell. Rebecca described the death of the Mahdi and the ascendancy of Abdullahi. "This is a very dangerous time for us, my darling. The Mahdi was hard and cruel, but we managed to inveigle ourselves into his favour." Rebecca did not elaborate on how this had been achieved, but went on. "Now he is gone. We are at the mercy of this wicked man."
"He will want you," Amber said.
She had grown up far ahead of her years while they had been in the clutches of the dervish. She understood so much, Rebecca was amazed by it.
"You are so beautiful. He will want you just as the Mahdi did,"
Amber repeated firmly.
"We can be sure he will send for you within the next few days."
"Hush, my sweet sister. Let us not go ahead to search for trouble. If trouble is coming, it will find us soon enough."
"Perhaps Captain Ballantyne will rescue us," Amber said.
"Captain Ballantyne is far away by now," Rebecca laughed.
"He's probably at home in England, and has been there for many months past." "No, he's not. He's here in Omdurman. Nazira and I have seen him. All the town is talking about him. He was captured by that wicked man, Osman Atalan. They keep him on a rope and make him run beside the emir's horse like a dog."
In the lamplight, Amber's eyes glistened with tears.
"Oh, it is so cruel! He is such a fine gentleman!"
Rebecca was astonished and dismayed. Her brief interlude with Penrod seemed like a dream. So much had happened since he had deserted her that her memory of him had faded and her feelings towards him had been soured by resentment. Now it all came flooding back.
"Oh, I wish he had not come to Omdurman," she blurted. "I wish he had stayed away, and that I never had to lay eyes on him again. If he is a prisoner of the dervish, as we are, there is nothing he can do to help us. I don't even want to think about him."
Rebecca spent most of the following day bringing up to date the journal she had inherited from her father, describing in small, closely written script all she had witnessed at the deathbed of the Mahdi, then her own feelings at the news that Penrod Ballantyne had come back into her life. From time to time her writing was disturbed by the shouts from the vast crowds in the mosque which carried over the Zenana wall. It seemed that the entire population of the country had gathered. Rebecca sent out Nazira to investigate. Amber wanted to accompany her, but Rebecca forbade it. She would not let Amber out of her sight in these dangerous, uncertain times. Nazira returned in the middle of the afternoon.
"All is well. The Mahdi has been buried and the Caliphat has declared that he has become a saint and that his tomb is a sacred site. A great new mosque will be built over it."
"But what is all the noise in the mosque? It's been going on all day," Rebecca demanded.
"The new Caliphat has demanded that the entire population take the bay'ah, the oath of allegiance to him. The emirs, sheikhs and important men were first to do so. Even the Ashraf have made the oath. There are so many of the common people clamouring to swear that the mosque is overflowing. They are administering the oath to 500 men at a time. They say that the Caliphat weeps like a widow in mourning for his Mahdi, but still the populace crowds around him. Everywhere I walked in the streets, I heard the crowds shouting the praises of the Caliphat and declaring their promises to obey him, as the Mahdi decreed. They say the oath-taking will go on for many more days, and even weeks, before all can be satisfied.
And when it is done, the Caliphat will send for me," Rebecca thought, and her heart raced with panic and dread. She was wrong. It did not take that long. 2 days later, Ali Wad came to their hut. With him were six other men, all strangers to her. "You are to pack everything you own and go with these men," Ali Wad told her. "This is ordered by the Caliphat Abdullahi, who is the light of the world, may he always please Allah."
"Who are these men?" Rebecca eyed the strangers anxiously. "I do not know them."
"They are agajirs of the mighty Emir Osman Atalan. Nazira and Al-Zahara are to go with you."
"But where are they taking us?"
"Into the harem. Now that the holy Mahdi is departed from us, he has become your new master."